What's up, everyone? Welcome to your weekly tech update, the show that explores the newest, coolest, and craziest side of tech available on the interwebs. I'm your professional geek, Ray McNeil. Coming up on the program today, it's a new year. This is our first show of the new year, and that means CES. Every year in January, the Consumer Electronics Show happens in Vegas, and this is where the tech industry showcases the newest, coolest, and craziest technology available. Soon to be available, and some off-the-wall concepts as well. This year, we have the Uber Air Taxi. We're going to be going over AR, VR, the concepts that are available, robots galore, and lots of smart tech too, as we cover CES coming up today, right here on your weekly tech update. Hi everyone. As we expected, 8K TVs were a huge topic at CES this year. Samsung already showed off its 8K QLED at IFA, but at CES, we got a glimpse at the shipping models, including a huge 98-inch Q900R. It's cool tech, but there won't be any true 8K content for a while now. At least that's what people keep telling me. Samsung's Scott Cohen explains why he thinks the company's AI upscaling could help give consumers a reason to go 8K. Additionally, the company showed off its latest micro LED sets at CES, which includes a sensible 75-inch version and an enormous 219-inch set. That's my kind of TV. As Cohen explains, that tech could give consumers more flexibility to deploy larger screens. And honestly, it seems like a lot more useful than 8K for the moment anyway. LG announced its first generation CineBeam 4K laser projector at last year's CES, and ahead of the upcoming 2019 conference, the company is taking the wraps off of its second gen HU85L model. Check this out. The new version offers an updated design from last year's black tower shape, instead opting for a more traditional rectangular gray box that should blend a little more seamlessly into your living room. According to LG, the big new draw, though, with the HU85L is its ultra-short throw. It lets it project a 90-inch screen from just 2 inches away from a wall. Alternatively, users can move it a bit farther to 7 inches away for a bigger 120-inch image. LG hasn't yet revealed full specs just yet anyway, but it is promising that the HU85L will offer up to 2,500 lumens of brightness, which is pretty good for a projector, and a 4K UHD resolution, as well as USB, Ethernet, and HDMI ports for connectivity. Additionally, like LG's other recent smart TVs, the HU85L will support the company's ThinQ AI for voice commands and smart suggestions of what to watch next, along with support for a variety of built-in streaming apps. There's no word yet on price or release date for the HU85L, but we're hoping it doesn't take too long to get released to the public. Backup cameras have become standard in newer cars, but drivers of older vehicles are missing out. A Seattle area startup wants to change all that and make it possible for any car to have a backup camera without the difficulty of wiring it into the vehicle. FenSense, a 7-person startup based in Seattle, it's in the Seattle suburb of Woodinville actually, which also has people in San Francisco, makes a smart license plate frame that connects to a smartphone app available for Android or iOS. The $149 frame acts as a parking sensor, alerting users when they're close to an object. The device doesn't require any wiring of any kind, and it just screws in place just like a regular license plate frame. The app can be configured for hands-free launch as well as voice activation, minimizing the attention users need to give the app while driving. FinCense plans to release a pair of backup cameras as well, one for RVs and fleets in February for $199, and a solar-powered version for consumers in April for about $119 or so US. In May, FinCense will release a $70 GPS tracker with roadside assistance and recovery as well. Considering the level of spectacle you can find at CES, it's easy to forget that some companies would rather build products that help people instead of just flashy displays. Consider NeoEffect. It's a startup that came out last year and showed off their Neo Mano glove. It's a wearable that helps people who suffer from specific kinds of paralysis regain some use of their hands. Last time we saw them, the startup had a mostly functional model, but still hadn't gotten things to the point where they could actually start producing Neo Manos for the masses. Since then, though, NeoEffect redesigned the glove in a few crucial ways and delivered on its promise to make the Neo Mano look a little cooler as well, and successfully ushered it through an Indiegogo campaign. More importantly, though, it's mostly all wireless. Kind of like he was mostly dead, but not all the way dead. The original version requires a hardwired connection between all of the Neo Mano's components, which would have been pretty unwieldy for real-world use. The current glove, which we're told is basically the same as the version that will ship to backers this summer, it connects to a power and control unit that rests on the wearer's forearm. That box then connects to a remote users can wear around their neck, giving them quick access to the grip and open hand controls. NeoEffect expects people to be able to use the Neo Mano for about 8 hours on a single charge, and as before, the wire mechanism should allow wearers to lift objects as heavy as 1 kilogram. That's obviously not a lot, but it might just be enough to give people who suffer from, say, ALS, multiple sclerosis, nerve damage, and more, a much-needed sense of normalcy. I've had this idea in my head for a while. I used to watch a show called Eureka, and in one episode, they went to the chicken farm in the town and found out that all the chicken that everybody consumed was actually grown on walls, and just the parts that you eat, enabling chicken to be cruelty-free, and in other words, they didn't have to kill any chickens so you can have dinner. American company Impossible Foods has presented their new plant-based Impossible Burger 2.0 at CES this year, and it sounds like it won the show, according to many anyway. It doesn't matter that LG showcased a mind-blowing rollable television. Journalists are still saying that the best technology of this year's edition has been a vegan patty of fake meat. That's pretty impressive. In general, the burger won everyone's heart, and what's more important, mouth. In the words of CNET's Dara Carr, if the Impossible Burger 1.0 tastes like an okay sizzler steak, the 2.0 version is more like a well-massaged Kobe ribeye. It's definitely something that you will want to check out, especially since it sounds like they've just come out with a contract for White Castle to make Impossible Burgers in White Castle sliders. So if you ever get to a White Castle, you gotta check it out for yourself. Sure, you can play immersive games and watch whales come out of the floor with Magic Leap, but another potential use case of AR is teleconferencing and work collaboration. That's mostly done via avatars these days, but at CES this year, a small startup called Mimesys is showing off a way to do just that via live volumetric video capture. This means that you can actually see your fellow collaborators face to face, albeit in the form of a holographic image. Mimesys set up 2 demo stations at the Intel booth at CES to show off the tech. Each had Magic Leap as well as 4 separate cameras positioned on a wall in front of you. You put on the headset, and the first thing you see is an array of what appears to be Lego bricks. A Mimesys helper donned the other headset And soon, he appears in your view. He looks incredibly lifelike, and it seems like the holographic version of him is sitting right across from you, not on the other side of the expo. Next, a drone appears in front of you, and you work together to reassemble it simply by clicking and dragging on different components. All of it is pretty cool and done in real time, too, thanks in part to the Intel 5G network that it's hooked up to. MIMESYS is hoping to sell the concept not just to the enterprise market, but also to be used in education settings, museums, and even possibly for marketing and sales. Another piece of tech that I really hope we get to see in the real world very, very soon. Oh, check this out. LG is joining the likes of Dell and is announcing a new 49-inch ultra-wide monitor, promising to boost productivity for any task. The monitor comes equipped with a 32:9 aspect ratio curved screen that can replace your traditional multi-monitor setup, with support for playing HDR10 for content in video games and movies. The monitor looks to produce accurate and crisp images, packed with 99% of the sRGB color space and 350 nits of brightness. Elsewhere, and in order to take advantage of all that screen real estate, it comes with support for a picture-in-picture mode, allowing consumers to view more content from multiple sources side by side. That's something that I would like in just regular monitors. Similar to the software bundled on board with the Dell 49-inch dual QHD curved monitor, LG's version comes with dual controller software, which allows for several devices to connect to the monitor with a single keyboard and mouse. Its connectivity also permits pairing with laptops or computers, coming with one USB-C port, two HDMI ports, one display port, and four USB 3.0 ports. In terms of design, the monitor is held up by a slim metal stand that can be tilted and swiveled from anywhere from 5 to 15 degrees, but it feels pretty hardy still. And it remains relatively low on the profile side, with a height of about 4.3 inches from the desk. Alongside the 49-inch ultra-wide monitor, LG is also announcing a 38-inch curved Ultra Gear gaming monitor. Pricing and availability on both of these has not been made available as of yet, which is typical with new devices at CES. Imagine carrying around an animated light bright screen on your backpack. Now, you can with something called the Pix, the first smart animative backpack, which is currently funding on Kickstarter. So you can head over there and get yours if you like. The backpack can display pictures, animations, and playable 8-bit games like Tetris and Snake, all synced through an iOS and Android app. Early bird backers can get theirs for $199, which seems a little on the expensive side until you realize what this thing can actually do. What if you're a kid getting ready for the first day of middle school? Or you need to be easily spottable at a sea of people at a rave. Plus, just look at all the other useful ways that it can be used. You can use it to wait for a friend at the airport. And when she doesn't show up, use it to hail a cab when your friend lied about coming to see you for winter break. It's just that she's not really that into a relationship right now. Use it to hitchhike to Oslo when taxi drivers see your weird backpack and refuse to pick you up. And finally, use it to give up and meditate at the airport while you accept your fate that no one is going to give you a ride and this is just your life now. All jokes aside, it does seem pretty useful for cyclists. A cycling remote, which is offered in the $299 Cyclers Pack, attaches to your bike and then can sync with the backpack through Bluetooth to display turn signals and stop signs. It can also display other widgets like time, weather, and mobile notifications. The Kickstarter campaign for the Pix Smart Animative Backpack just launched, and as of now, is on its way to reach its goal of $35,000. As with all Kickstarters, use your best judgment when backing projects, but I'd say this one might just be worth the cash. IKEA is adding to its collection of smart home products and introducing a line of smart window blinds to go along with its range of intelligent lighting products. But while the company's German website had already listed two versions of its smart blinds earlier in the month, it was unclear when or if U.S. stores would carry them or other stores across the world. Now, the company has confirmed that IKEA stores in the U.S. will start carrying one of the new products come April 1st. U.S. stores will carry the Furter model, a set of wireless battery-operated blackout blinds that will work with Alexa, HomeKit, and Google Assistant. The blind's battery is rechargeable and both a charger and remote control are included with the product. A second non-blackout version, the Cadrilj, this is how it's spelled, won't be available in the U.S. at this point anyway. There's still no word on pricing, but in Europe, the Furter price ranges from $119 to $159, or approximately $137 to $208 US, depending on the size that you get. I am a big proponent of the OtterBox. I've had one for pretty much every phone I've ever had, every smartphone at least, and it breaks my heart every time I see somebody walking around with a new shiny smartphone with a shattered screen on it. Well, they've just had a union that you could have never expected. OtterBox and PopSockets announced a partnership in the form of an OtterBox phone case with a built-in pop grip. But wait, there's more. The pop grip can handle swappable pop tops as well, so users can customize their pop tops look. The Otter Plus Pop, as the collaboration is called, will go on sale later this spring and fits most iPhone models. However, there's no mention of any Android models. Prices start at $59.95. The case comes in blue, black, or mauve. The included pop top will match the case color, but any pop top can be swapped in its place. Individual pop tops start at $8. Pop sockets sell a range of designs, and users can create their own as well through Pop Sockets' website. A real nifty feature is that the pop top lays flush with the case when not in use. That's different from the traditional pop socket, which kind of juts out and aesthetically looks awkward, a frequent annoyance for pop socket users. This team effort makes it look like actual thought went into the case. As I said, I'm a huge proponent of the OtterBox, and putting a handle on the back of it just makes it more appealing, in my opinion. You can pick up your own within the next month. At Samsung's press conference the day before CES officially opened, there was the usual parade of smart home gadgets and appliances. Then, right at the end, almost as an aside, the company revealed potentially the most exciting products of the show. Three robots and a line of exoskeletons. Details were sparse. All we really know was that there was a robot for the home, one for air purifying, and another for retail situations. On the show floor, you were able to take a closer look at all three of their exoskeleton cousins. Samsung obviously got the memo. BotCare was given the most airtime at the demo, and this makes sense. It's the nearest thing to a consumer robot butler out of the trio. BotCare performs many helpful household tasks, but many of them are focused on, as the name suggests, providing care, especially to the elderly. BotCare is fairly simple, taking the Code on Wheels approach with a display as a head. That head also contains sensors so the bot can navigate, but also take your heart rate and blood pressure if you place a finger on its face. CareBot also likes to watch you sleep. Creepy as that sounds. Apparently, it listens to you in your slumber and determines the quality of your rest, which it'll read or speak back to you upon waking. Other care-related features include reminding you to take your medication. It'll even watch to check that you do so, and sharing your sleep and vitals history with Samsung Health. For the elderly, BotCare can link with Internet of Things sensors that can detect when you fall, and the robot will come to where you are and connect you with friends and family, or might even call 911 if necessary. It might not be the humanoid robot we were promised, but it's definitely a start. Bot Air is basically an air purifier on wheels. Bot Air will be alerted when quality drops in a certain location and will scoot over there and filter out all the nasties. Perhaps the most familiar of the bunch is Bot Retail. If you've ever seen a robot at a shopping mall, then you're pretty much up to speed on what to expect here. This is a new space for Samsung, so while it all seems functional, I can imagine that we'll start seeing more interesting and advanced versions in a year or two. What was more intriguing was the exoskeletons. Yes, plural. The gait-enhancing motivational system. Yeah, that's actually what it's called, or GEMS for short, is a line of wearables to assist various body parts, the knee, ankle, and hips specifically. In the future, you might be ditching your old knee sock and donning one of these instead. The daddy of the bunch, GEMS H, is perhaps the most interesting. It looks like a pair of techno lederhosen, promising to assist your walking up to a savings of 23% in energy, correct your posture, and even increase your walking pace by almost 20%. The company couldn't confirm when or even if the products would come to market, much less at what price. And finally, instead of doing what the story this week, there's just too many stories from CES, so I had to share one more for you. It's a $1,300 smart crib. The Happiest Baby Snoo is a crib that soothes a baby to sleep with the push of a button. The bassinet uses sensors and artificial intelligence to respond to a baby's cries. It rocks and plays white noise, adjusting the levels based on the volume of the crying. Parents can control it with an app that alerts them if their infant is having a fuss. The crib also straps the baby in with a specially designed swaddle, lowering the risk of sudden infant death syndrome. It's so effective at helping babies and parents get more sleep that some companies even offer it as a benefit. But for those that pay full price, it costs $1,295. The company is now renting it out for $4.90 a day, or close to $150 a month. The crib is built for newborns, and most outgrow it by the time that they're about 6 months old or so. The Snoo is the brainchild of Dr. Harvey Karp, a pediatrician. His book, Happiest Baby on the Block, has been a bestseller since 2002, and the crib is definitely something that you should check out. We had a robotic bassinet when my daughter was young. It was called the Mamaroo. That's another one that I would definitely recommend. No artificial intelligence and a much cheaper price. It's in the realm of a few hundred dollars, but it's definitely worth it for a little bit of peace and quiet when you have a restless baby. Thanks for watching your weekly tech update. If you have a story you think we should feature on the program, shoot me an email, djraymcneil@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at Your Weekly Tech Update, and check out the podcast, audio and video versions available on iTunes, Google, Spotify, Audio Burst, and elsewhere on the interwebs. Till next time, I'm Ray McNeil. Good night, world. Your weekly tech update brought to you by Holiday Home Care, Phillip Island, Victoria, Australia. It's your turn to relax. Thank you.